Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Today, we're diving into something super important, understanding and managing those sneaky little triggers that can lead down a slippery slope towards addiction. Ever feel like your brain has a secret radar for things that might make you crave a quick dopamine hit? You know that feeling when you walk past the bakery and suddenly all you can think about is that chocolate croissant even though you just ate breakfast? Yeah, those are triggers in action. Now, before we get too deep into the weeds, let me be real with you, addiction isn't just about willpower. It's a complex beast influenced by genetics, environment, and yes, those pesky triggers. Think of them like landmines scattered throughout your day, waiting to explode with cravings if you're not careful. The good news? We can learn to spot these triggers, disarm them, and take back control of our dopamine pathways. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. First off, recognize that triggers aren't one size fits all. What sends me spiraling might be a total yawn for you. It all comes down to your personal history, experiences, and even your unique brain chemistry. Think about it like this: your trigger landscape is your own personal map. You gotta explore it to understand its contours. Second, pay attention to your emotional cues. Feeling stress, anxious, bored. Those emotions can act as red flags for potential triggers. Ever notice how you reach for that extra cookie when you're feeling down? Or maybe you find yourself scrolling through social media endlessly when you're lonely? Understanding the connection between emotions and triggers is crucial to breaking the cycle. Third, become a detective. Keep a journal or use an app to track your cravings and the situations surrounding them. What were you doing before that urge hit? Who were you with? What were you thinking about? The more data you gather, the clearer the patterns will become. You'll start to see those triggers lurking in plain sight. Fourth, remember, avoidance isn't always the answer. Sometimes, the best way to deal with a trigger is to face it head-on. This doesn't mean giving in to your cravings, but rather consciously choosing a healthier response. If you know that a certain social setting tends to lead to unhealthy habits, try practicing mindfulness techniques or having an exit strategy in place. And finally, remember that progress isn't linear. You're going to have good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just learn from it, adjust your strategies, and keep moving forward. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who loves baking. She finds solace in the rhythmic kneading of dough and the sweet aroma of freshly baked goods. But there's a catch: whenever she feels stressed, she tends to overindulge in her creations. One day, after a particularly tough workday, Sarah finds herself reaching for a third cookie, even though she's already had dinner. She starts questioning her relationship with food and realizes that baking can be both the source of joy and the trigger for stress-induced cravings. She decides to take control. First, she starts acknowledging those stressful feelings instead of numbing them with cookies. Next, she replaces impulsive baking sessions with mindful activities like yoga or taking walks in nature. When the craving hits, she remembers her goal and chooses a healthier alternative, a cup of herbal tea or a piece of fruit. Sarah's journey reminds us that even seemingly harmless pleasures can become triggers if we're not mindful. So remember, folks, understanding your triggers is like learning the language of your own brain. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But once you crack the code, you'll be empowered to make choices that align with your goals and live a more fulfilling life. Ready to ditch the trigger traps and reclaim your dopamine destiny? Head over to our website for even more tips and resources. Share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of dopamine damage control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.